is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and we are extra live tonight from the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival. We've been here since Thursday. It's been a blast, and Mark, you're joining me as you always are.
Yes, I am.
This is the Saturday edition of the show, by the way. You're still welcome to call in, bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, that's 800-259-9231. We've got very interesting people sitting here in the studio. We're going to do our best to get to talk to some of them. Of course, this is the show about your calls, so we're going to continue taking them. Charles is in Texas. And you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charles.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, when I renewed my driver's license, I asked the lady cop behind the counter if she was going to arrest me for accessory to treason, because the United Nations oath says you will forswear all other oaths, and because I pay taxes to the federal government, which keeps her in work.
So wait, what does the United Nations have to do with your driver's license?
I'm a little confused.
Well, I was asking her as a policeman whether or not she was going to arrest me because I was committing an accessory to treason for paying my federal income tax.
I'm still a little confused. Are you saying that as a law enforcement officer, this person is sworn to obey the UN?
Yeah.
And when did that start to happen? Are you saying that law enforcement officers have begun swearing oaths to the UN?
I heard that on another radio show, and if you
just because you hear something on the radio, sir, doesn't mean it's true.
The United Nations, and it says you will forswear all other oaths, which is an oath.
What you're saying is you've read the oath and you heard on a radio station that somebody claimed that police officers in the United States are swearing an oath to the United Nations. Now, just because you've read the oath doesn't mean that the claim that they're swearing the oath has any truth whatsoever to it. That's just something you heard on the radio.
Well, isn't that right? Are a member of the United Nations.
You are? When did you sign up?
United States. Personally, I don't like the United Nations.
I see. So how is it you can be a member of something you never actually signed up for? Explain that.
Because I pay taxes and therefore agree to what the government's doing.
So if you are robbed by a man at the point of a gun and you pay him, you give him the money from your wallet, does that mean you also agree with anything that he does with your money?
That's basically what the government does.
Does that mean you agree with what he did? If the robber takes your money, you give him your money, you open your wallet, he says, give me all your money, you open your wallet and you give it to him, does that mean you agree with whatever it is he decides to go and do with that money?
No.
Well, then how is it the same? How is it that you could be agreeing to the same thing at a federal government level? Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Well, yeah, that's how the government does business at the point of a gun. If you don't pay your taxes, you go to jail.
Okay, well then, don't say you agree to the things that they do with the money because you don't agree with it. They might take your money, but it's not a consensual process. You didn't say, oh, okay, great, well, let me see the terms. Oh, looks fine to me. I'll just sign my name right here. I'd love to have you take, 50% of my money every single year and order me around and tell me what to do. I mean, who would agree to that? I just don't understand.
Well, so everybody who pays taxes agrees to it.
No, you don't know. I don't think that's true. I don't think everybody that pays... Mark, do you pay taxes? Do you agree with...
I do not. I think that the UN is an organization of people that I didn't vote for. I don't know who Kofi Annan is. I didn't vote for Boutros Ghali.
Don't you pay taxes?
These people do not rule me.
Aren't you paying taxes because you're scared, Mark?
I am scared that the federal government will throw me and my family and in prison and impoverish us if I don't pay the taxes for them to go around the world killing people.
Yeah, when criminal, violent gangsters take money by force from innocent people, I don't believe that has any sort of element of consent involved in it at all. And thank you for the call tonight, Charles. I appreciate hearing from you, and I'd be very cautious about believing what you hear on the radio, even if it's from this radio show, and I happen to like this radio show. So don't believe what you hear. It's just somebody spouting off. Just because somebody has a microphone doesn't make them any smarter than you. it doesn't give them any authority. I understand that people believe that, well, those guys on the radio must have done something special to be able to be behind microphones. They must have PhDs and have spent lots of time learning how to do radio. And
I've got my certificate from Barack Obama right here.
Except we don't have any certifications.
No,
this is radio. It's one of the easiest jobs one of the easiest businesses to get into.
No, that's not true. It's hard to get on stations in radio. So if you're hearing somebody, they've managed to stick with it.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of qualifications as far as getting into radio is concerned. You just have to be willing to make next to nothing, you know, in order to do this business. It doesn't take a lot to walk through the doors and get into the business. It
takes a lot of determination.
So what I'm trying to tell you is that anybody with a voice can get behind a microphone and say whatever they want, and it doesn't mean that it's true. It doesn't mean the guests they have on have validity. You have to question the things that you hear. So when somebody just makes some blanket claim that says that all police officers must swear an oath to the UN, and they say it because they say it behind a microphone, doesn't mean you should believe what they have to say. In fact, I wish Bradley Jardis were still here. He was in here earlier, and he walked out. Hopefully, we'll try to grab him. But I would have asked him that question. I would have said, Brad, when did you swear the oath to the UN? And he would say, what are you talking about?
Right. I believe the police officers swear an oath to uphold the Constitution.
They do, and they don't really hold to that one. So why would they hold to the UN one if they were even swearing that one?
Right.
All right. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Cliff is in Florida. And, Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about this Michael Jackson thing. Forget about all the conspiracy theories about whether or not, you know, the government had anything to do with Michael Jackson. But one thing that did happen is once Michael Jackson got on the news, nobody's talking about Iran. Nobody's talking about all the bills that are being passed that are, you know, patently, you know, the self-destructive or, you know, bad for everybody in this country. But nobody's talking about all these things because, well, Michael Jackson is dead now. And that's,
sure.
That's
before that, it was the South Carolina governor that was getting all messed up with an affair, and that was the front page headline.
It's like when I took my cat to PetSmart to get photographed. They squeaked a little toy at him. He looked up at it, and they snapped his picture. So you know, it's just a distraction.
Yeah, and that's the part that I think people need to be mindful of, and not fall into the traps of saying, oh, it has to be this, it has to be that. Just, you know, pay attention to the bigger picture. Is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, was Michael Jackson a great musician or a great musical artist? Absolutely he was. I mean, there's the statistics.
He sold a lot of albums.
Right, the statistics bear that out, and some of the music really was pretty great. But does he deserve the worshipful adoration that he has been getting? Is this, you know, like it reminds me of the Princess Diana thing.
It's nearly that.
Yeah, it's that kind of same kind of atmosphere. And
I'm thinking that it's going to be like Elvis, and people are going to have Michael Jackson sightings.
It's a possibility.
Did that happen with Jesus?
The Flying Michael.
Flying Michaels.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Cliff, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So we're here with a couple of gentlemen from the Alliance of the Libertarian Left at the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival. Darian and Nick are here, and you're going to have to take turns at that microphone. But what is the Alliance of the or for the Libertarian Left? Oh, let me turn your mic up. That would actually help. Go ahead.
All right. It's Alliance of the Libertarian Left.
Okay.
We are basically a decentralized network of activists, and we try to achieve a free society through non-electoral, non-establishment means, you know, building freedom on the free market. And we realize that because market forces are what's ultimately going to make life better for the poor and oppressed minorities.
It's always been what makes life better are people that are in search of a profit, providing products and services to people that are demanding them. Government doesn't make life better. It just steals from one, gives to another.
There was a time when color television was we're only in the houses of the rich, and now they're in the houses of everyone. There was a time when cars were only things for rich people, and now just about everybody has one.
I should point out that government steals from others, steals from people, takes a cut for themselves,
a large cut
money to others.
Exactly.
So what are some of the examples of what you mean as far as building freedom in the marketplace? I mean, can you give me some ideas?
Well, some things that our people have been involved in. Las Vegas is a really active chapter. They're involved in Food Not Bombs, which is basically sharing food that is either going to be discarded or is donated. And there's also, you know, they do like public readings of anarchist texts. And just in general, we try to, you know, build networks and, you know, trade with each other and make each other's lives better, and just also try to take on some of, like, cultural authoritarianism that we see, like racism, sexism, et cetera.
Glad you guys are out there. I want to throw you a hardball here in a moment. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are live from the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival at Lancaster, New Hampshire's Rogers Campground. We've been here since Thursday, doing our Thursday and Friday night shows, and now here on the Saturday edition of the program, we're also live taking your phone calls about what you want. Anything goes. That's the point of Free Talk Live. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can listen to them on your computer, too, if you want. And you can try them out by downloading a free audiobook. This is not the abridged version that you might have gotten on audio cassette. This is the entire thing. I think it's 83 hours for Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. You can go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL to get your free audiobook today. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival is a once per year, sort of weekend/week-long event where people get together and get to know one another and talk about freedom and other things and really just have a good time. Lots of different events as we've been through earlier in the program. If you want to learn more about it, you can go to porkfest.com. That's pork with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We're here all the way through sometime tomorrow afternoon, I think, when our friend Sam from the Obscure Truth Network at obscuretruth.com will be giving the closing speech. And I'm very much looking forward to sticking around and seeing him do that.
I'll be there for that.
So that'll be a lot of fun. And it has been a lot of fun, and porkfest.com is the website. We've been talking with interesting people that that are here, and there are a whole lot of them. So we just have to kind of choose whoever wants to come up. And Darian and Nick are here from the Alliance of the Libertarian Left. Now, you guys were talking about counter-economics, agorism, the idea of working outside the political system, outside of the legal system, and essentially doing business in a black or gray market or something like that, building alternatives to the government coercive services right now as existing alternatives to put them out there so people have the opportunity to use these things and transition away from the coercive one-size-fits-all monopoly government system into a market-based system where competition can reign, and these services that so many people are used to using government for that expect that government must provide could actually be provided better in the marketplace. We don't need to get down into all those details, but is that pretty much the idea behind counter-economics agorism?
Yeah.
Oh, let me turn your mic up again. Go ahead.
All right. All right. That's basically counter-economics would be counter to the establishment. It's building an economy outside of state reach.
But eventually you want to be the establishment, right?
If there has to be something that is an establishment, yeah.
Because you're not going to go and turn into sadists after the hump has been reached and things start going on the downward direction toward more free marketeerism than before.
Right, but we're hoping there won't be like one establishment, maybe dominant ideas out there. Hopefully, there kind of has to be, but to have like an actual set of people who are the establishment, we kind of hope to break that.
So let me hold your feet to the flames. Why the Alliance of the Libertarian Left? I mean, isn't that a little divisive? Is there a libertarian right? Why did you feel it necessary to bring in the left-right paradigm into the libertarian movement?
Well, there are a variety of reasons. It gets you a little bit more specific, and I personally hope that it builds more bridges than walls, because there are a lot of things that I think general libertarians, free market people can learn from the radical left, and there's obviously a lot that they need to learn from us. So we kind of help to do that. And also, if you want to talk about worker empowerment or, breaking social authoritarianism, the state will not do that, because the state exists for the benefit of the people who control it and the people who are connected to them.
Would you say that you guys are the Alliance of the Libertarian Left because you feel as though the libertarian movement in general doesn't focus on certain issues very effectively, and that you guys are just much more apt to do that sort of thing? Nick, you're stepping in here. Go ahead.
Yes, I don't think that the libertarian movement has taken a strong enough normative stand on issues like sexism and racism and homophobia. To give you an example, Murray Rothbard is quoted in Chris Guevara's Total Freedom as saying that racial separatism was more in tune with human nature than racial integration, which I think represents
like
a major
much.
Failing on his part.
Well, certainly the libertarian movement is full of failures, and that's one of the reasons why I don't even call myself a libertarian anymore, and it's because I don't want to be associated with the conservative sort of takeover of the movement. But at the same time, I also feel kind of uncomfortable with labeling myself as left, because I don't feel that way. I'm certainly on board with all of those issues, but I'm also on board with freedom from taxation and other forms of coercion as well. So if people want to get in touch with you guys, what's the website? How people learn more?
Our official website is at www.all-left.net.
Okay, all-left.net. Thanks, guys, for so much for coming in here on Free Talk Live tonight. You guys are, you know, anybody that's out there doing something for liberty, I think, should be appreciated. And there sure are a lot of people here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival that are doing things for freedom. Let's talk to Rick. We'll go to your phone calls about anything. Listening to WFTL in Florida. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Wanted to touch briefly on, you know, Michael Jackson. A lot of people go on about him being an innovator and breaking the color barrier on MTV, and I don't think a lot of people understand that the reason he broke, quote-unquote, the color barrier on MTV is that in conjunction with Epic Records, they held MTV hostage, and they said, if you don't play Michael Jackson, we're going to pull all of our product off of the channel. So MTV had no choice but to play Michael Jackson, so there wasn't any great artistic merit, I feel, should not have been given to Michael for breaking the color barrier.
Don't you think that, I mean, Epic put their chips on Michael Jackson? They could have put their chips on whomever they, you know, whatever ethnic singer they wanted to put them on, but they decided to put them on Michael Jackson. According to your story, I don't know whether your story is true or not. So to me, that says that Epic believed that Michael Jackson was the best thing that they had to offer. Maybe MTV didn't, but, you
They used their market. If what
MTV?
You say, right, well, if what he says is true, then they used their market influence as a record company to essentially pressure MTV into doing what was the right thing, right? I mean, you're saying that before Michael Jackson, there were no black artists on MTV. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what you're saying, right?
Well, this is what they say, and I don't believe that to be true because I can recall seeing Jimi Hendrix videos and a couple of other rock-oriented groups that have black members in them.
Well, who was it that made this claim?
Well, this is some type of fallacy that developed from, you know, the 80s with Michael Jackson and Billie Jean, and they said that there was a color barrier on MTV. Now, as being someone that grew up with MTV in the 80s, I never witnessed a color barrier on that channel. I saw, you know, Caucasians and African Americans on that channel and all the various rock bands, but I don't think a lot of people understand that MTV was essentially a rock and roll radio station with pictures. Mm. And if you look at the history of cable television, at the time it was middle class, upper class America that had cable television. It was not going in to the lower economic areas. So
are you criticizing MTV for doing that?
I'm criticizing Michael Jackson and, you know, his handlers for turning him into this great, you know, this ethnic warrior that broke the color barrier on MTV, and it wasn't any, there's no artistic merit for that. It was simply, you know, manipulative business practices.
Yeah, I see
MTV
where you're coming
hostage.
From.
That's what America's about. Only in America could a poor black boy grow up to be a rich white woman.
Thank you for the call tonight, Rick. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's that cram down stuff goes on in our industry. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. Enter Wild Cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your fieldwork. This three-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today. If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live, your show, you bring up anything, just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. If you never listened before, we mean it. You really can bring up pretty much whatever you want. 800-259-9231, even though we're live on location, we're still here taking your phone calls about anything. And we are on location at the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival, Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Awe-striking beauty is the best way to describe it. We're sitting here looking out over the White Mountains, and they are not white at this time of year, but they are still absolutely striking. It's been a great weekend, surrounded by hundreds of like-minded, liberty-loving people, many of whom have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project or are considering a move to New Hampshire, as any sane activist would, especially after coming up and visiting with these amazing people and having a great time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porkfest.com will allow you to learn more about what we've been doing all weekend. That's PORCFEST.com. Sitting in here with us on the third microphone, we have Catherine and Allison from the soon-to-be-formed Ladies Liberty Alliance. Now, you guys are both originally from two different organizations, and you're coming together. Different liberty-oriented ladies from around the country are coming together to form a new organization, the Ladies Liberty Alliance. Can you tell me a little bit about what that's, one of you, just tell me about what that is?
Yeah, actually, what our hope is that women that are leading the charge in the revolution will be able to formulate together and then form a women's organization from that, to not only spawn more women to be involved and educate them and bring them into the fold, but also for the poor men in this movement that, you go to the party and there's 50 dudes and two chicks. I feel bad for the men, so we want to integrate more women in the movement. But also we want to educate women and show them that, like, things like health care and things aren't necessarily what they have to be constricted to, that they can understand about the Fed and understand about the, you know, the gold standard and things like that, and not just be stuck to those, you know, regimens that we've been dictated to be constricted upon.
Cool. So what do you have a website yet, or is this brand new, like an idea?
We're actually building it this weekend. It's going to be, and in Facebook, we also have a group on Facebook as well. So we're leading the charge that way. We're also building
pitch, pitch me the website. What's the one you're building? Can you give the URLs? Is it too early? If they go, will it
fail?
Yeah,
we're probably going to do ladieslibertyalliance.com.
Okay.
But on Facebook, it's called Ladies of Liberty. We just found out that that was actually trademarked, so we can't really use that. So we're going to do Ladies Liberty Alliance.
Gotcha.
I'm going to switch it tonight. But Catherine's with me as well, and we're also going to do a calendar. We have 12 women for 16 months.
Excellent.
And what we're going to do is have 4 months of any woman within the grassroots or the movement that want to send us pictures. We're more than open to accepting those, and we're going to vote based on that. We have a women within, like, the antiwar.com, Iraq Vets Against the War, Liberty Restoration Project. We have C4L. We have YAL. We have, you know, Young Americans for Liberty. We have a bunch of different organizations that are being united together as individuals, actually as representatives of that organization.
So you'll be putting the call out, or you already are to some extent, to the ladies of the Liberty Movement and inviting them to photograph themselves and submit for the calendar?
For the calendar, and if we decide we'll do one next year, we can. But also, if we're going to have memberships for women to be a part of this, to unite, so that we can organize as individuals and as women, because I feel like we're kind of a neglected kind of aspect within this movement. I'm sure Catherine could attest to more.
It is a sausage party and has been for a long time. And it's great to see, as you mentioned tonight, Mark, that here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we've been seeing kind of year after year more ladies showing up. In fact, more attractive ladies are showing up as well, which is
single ones,
nice.
Too. It's amazing.
And so, yeah, there are a lot of younger liberty-oriented ladies here this year, which is just great because, like you said, we just need more of a female voice in this movement. And the calendar is not just going to be about beauty. It's not just going to be about looks. It's going to be more than that. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. It is about women being able to show the world that they have brains, too. Because being a woman is not, you know, the feminist movement sort of tried to turn women into men. And we still can be women. We still can be feminine. We still can be beautiful. Mm-hmm. And we can be intelligent and strong. And we can get things done. Something that I've been told many times by men is that they would have been arrested many times when I was not, probably just because I was a woman. So if we
Absolutely.
Do get more women involved and start speaking up and standing out, I think we can really take our country back very quickly, because women really do have a lot of power.
Oh, yeah.
It's time we utilize it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
And also about the calendar, what we're trying to actually focus on, our focus is activism, and it's pretty much like the main two topics that each one of us as individuals have. For instance, Tracy from Iraq Vets Against the War is very anti-Iraq war. She's doing an anti-Iraq piece on March, because that's the month that the Iraq war started, things like that. We have Megan Duffield from Yale doing in the Fed. You know, I'm doing anti-civil liberties that have been taken from us based on certain bills.
So the photos that are being taken for the calendar have a theme of activism. Does that mean they're going to be kind of real-life photos or still photography photos where they'll be very posed? And what are we to expect?
Well, they'll be posed, but it'll also be a little bit piece of each individual as to what they believe and what they feel strongly about. It kind of sheds a light into their soul as well as just their looks, kind of like what they're primarily into. Like, if you want to check out organic farming, check out Amber Danell from California that's going to do the HR 875 piece. Like, you go to her blog and you can search it on ladieslibertyalliance.com, and you'll be able to actually see how she feels about it. Like, I'm from the more philosophical side, so I'm going to focus on, like, the secondary ideas. But, you know, and you have Catherine, who's been a protester, actually defeated the Mayak report in Missouri. Like, she's going to focus on that as well. So it's going to show different parts of our own soul as well as parts
cool.
of the activists.
And so
the Mayak report in Missouri was the one that named Ron Paul, people with Ron Paul bumper stickers, to be terrorists. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. It was a report on the modern militia movement that was released by the Mayak Center, which is a fusion center, which is something I don't think many people in our movement even knew about until March. I did not.
I didn't either.
So search for the 9/11 Act of 2007, and that is where they got the legislative authority to start doing it. but they actually started developing it in 2002. It was the Chiefs of Police Association that started the idea, and then Homeland Security made it their departmental policy in 2006, and then our legislators came in behind with legislative backing in 2007, and most people in our movement don't even know about it, and it's quite frightening because these fusion centers share information, you know, from the local level up to the federal level, and laterally between each other, between states, and that is something that a lot of women were involved with in the state of Missouri. So that's something I'm very, very proud of. We have some homeschooling mothers, some of who are here at Twerkfest this week. So.
They named homeschoolers as potential terrorists too, right?
Absolutely,
and
they did.
People with "Don't Tread on Me" bumper stickers. What were some of the other people that they named in that?
Everything from they specifically mentioned the In the Fed rallies in October, which was concerning for us because we were organizing both the one in October and the ones that recently happened in April. But they mentioned RFID tracking, they mentioned North American Union, they mentioned basically anything involving the liberty movement, tax protesters, anti-illegal immigration, and they lumped it all in and associated it with extreme white supremacists and Christian identity movement.
I don't blame them as far as the anti-illegal immigration. That one really has, that really bugs me that people would call that a liberty issue. And just allow me to bring this up here because I wanted to cover immigration tonight on the show anyway. And the whole idea that somebody could be illegal for crossing, that a person could be illegal.
Somebody who believes that isn't a terrorist.
If it's breaking the law that makes somebody illegal, then I'm a very illegal person. I've probably broken several laws this weekend, which would make me an illegal. I think it's just absolutely ludicrous to suggest that that some invisible line in the sand that was drawn by a government bureaucrat, crossing that line without asking and begging for permission from other government bureaucrats would make somebody a criminal. I don't think that's a liberty issue at all.
Someone who opposes that also should not be blanketed in with the title terrorist. They should probably be educated. And that's where my thought is that they're just lumping them all in and saying that they are dangerous to law enforcement is very, very dangerous path for us to be walking down. And it turns people away. I still meet people, even here at Forkfest, that tell me they don't put bumper stickers on their car because of documents like this.
Sure.
And I'm like, hello, you guys. We need to be putting more bumper stickers on our car when they release reports like that.
Well, I try to keep my bumper stickers to a minimum. I want to say one thing, but, one thing and get people to focus on one thing. That's my particular preference. But you do find this. People are too scared to put a bumper sticker on their car.
That's a real commentary, isn't it?
That's a free nation? Really? You're a free nation? You're too scared to put a bumper sticker on your car?
Well, I'm kind of bummed that you've been hearing that here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because I generally believe that the people in this movement have more courage than the average Jackson.
I absolutely agree, and I'll say, just to clarify, it was only, I heard it from two people this weekend.
We're going to come back. If you guys can hang out for a little bit, we'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about anything if you make them to toll-free number 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, a broadband version, dial-up, and even a webcam version of the program, all available free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. The webcam tonight has no picture, but the audio should still be okay. Because we're live on location from the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's been an absolute blast. You can listen to the live streams over at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. These shows inevitably have a very high guest contingent. Normally it's a caller-based program, and it still is. We'll still take your calls about anything, but we also want to talk to some of these interesting folks that are here at the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival. Tonight joining us, Catherine and Allison from the Ladies Liberty Alliance, a brand-new organization just being formed. LadiesLibertyAlliance.com, I believe, is the new website. I'm getting nods. That's a good sign. I don't know. Will something come up if I go there right now, LadiesLibertyAlliance.com?
We're having our people actually work on it this weekend, so it should be up by Monday.
All right, very good. So be patient, and you'll be able to get to it probably sometime this week.
But they can always email us if they need to.
Okay.
Email me personally at Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, Z as in zebra, A-Y-N-E, at gmail.com, and I can inform them.
Very cool. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more about this as time goes on. You guys are working on a calendar, which will be very wonderful, I'm sure. I know that the Ladies of Liberty calendars in the past, and I know that your organization is brand new, but there have been calendars in the past that have done fairly well, as I understand it. And now with some younger folks like yourselves in charge, I'm sure it will be even more successful than than such efforts have ever been. So let's talk a little bit about the event that we're at here, because, well, there are more ladies this time around than there have ever been, and you guys are on the younger side as well, which is great. So one of you step up to the mic, and I know, Allison, I've seen you around New Hampshire before. Catherine, I didn't recognize you necessarily, but
my first time here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, so you're definitely the person I want to talk to as a newbie to New Hampshire. What are your first impressions here of all of this that you've experienced so far this weekend?
Well, my first impression is I wish all these people lived with me in Missouri.
Sorry about
that. It's really great being around so many like-minded individuals.
Allison, you can live with all these people, but it won't be in Missouri.
Yes, but, you know, it's really great, and it's quite inspirational. We have some really great things happening in Missouri right now. You know, we defeated the Real ID with a unanimous vote in the Missouri Senate, and we've been fighting the MIAC report and working on all kinds of projects, and our legislators are really starting to come around, and I think we have some things that we can teach to folks here in New Hampshire, and I hope that we've been able to through our conversations. And I did a presentation on fusion centers and the MIAC report yesterday morning, and I've already learned a lot. That's for absolute certain. And we've been talking, the Kansas City folks that are here right now, I think we're going to try and make a mass Missouri move to New Hampshire in 2012.
Really?
Cool. Because in 2010, we had 65 open seats in the Missouri legislature because of term limits. So there will be no incumbent for 65 seats in the Missouri legislature.
Really?
I plan
cool.
on running, and I plan on training 64 other people and helping them run.
And so, then bringing them here in 2012?
Yeah, absolutely.
Will that be awesome? So are you a Free State Project member?
Yes, I've been signed up for about a year and a half.
Oh, congratulations. Cool. That is excellent. And Allison, are you a Free Stater as well?
Friend.
Just a friend of the Free State Project. So what's it going to take? I mean, I understand that you've been hanging out a lot with the Motorhome Diaries guys at motorhomediaries.com.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're huge fans of the Free State Project. They are planning on moving to Keene after they're all done with the Motorhome Diaries. Has that had an influence on you at all?
Yeah, they actually introduced me to the Free State Project. I went to the Liberty Forum in March, I believe, and since then I've been in love with it. A lot of people from South Carolina, where I'm from, have I found be up here, like Rich Paul and some certain other people. And it motivates me to want to come up here. I just have to find a place to stay. And
I don't think that'll be difficult.
We'll see what happens.
Signing is different than finding a place to stay. You know, signing.
Well, I mean, I'm living
intention.
In virtually D.C. right now, so
yeah, I'm sorry about that.
But you know, being able to take my life and put it up there. I'm from the South naturally. So
okay, so are we. Born
very,
and raised.
Florida. Far. Oh, okay, Florida's not South. But,
oh, come
you know.
On now. Wait
I understand that there's a cultural difference, but we're talking about weather here. And
I was born in Bama, raised in Georgia, lived in South Carolina.
There's real South in Florida.
Yeah,
you
just
have to go east of the interstate on the west coast and then west of the interstate on the east coast.
You pretty much have to stay within the shores.
Yeah, if you're in the shoreline, then you're in New York City, basically.
Yeah, you're no longer in the South.
Or Chicago, depending on which side of the state you're on.
Precisely.
So that's great. Hopefully we'll be able to convince you to come up here eventually because, I mean, as more and more activists keep coming here, it's just the movement's going to be even more exciting than it currently
is. Every time
is.
I'm around these people, it just motivates me even more and more to come up here. My only fear is the winter. But I've never seen anything below 25 degrees Fahrenheit, but anything up. But these people are absolutely amazing. I couldn't have asked for better people around here.
Well, that was certainly my concern when I first heard about the Free State Project was, well, I was born and raised in Florida, and it's cold up there. So what do you do about that? Well, it turns out it's kind of like Florida, except the reverse. In Florida, you're running from air-conditioned home to air-conditioned car to air-conditioned workplace. Here, it's during the wintertime, it's the opposite. You're going from heated home to
heated car to heated workplace.
Well, and isn't there something to be said about having four seasons in a year and not just stagnant heat all year long?
It's like three of them.
The seasons are tremendous. And having been spending my whole life in Florida, I'd never seen seasons before, so I wouldn't trade them at all. They're great.
I imagine, I don't know, but I imagine New Hampshire has a beautiful fall. I know Missouri does, all the beautiful colors, so. So I'd be excited to come out here. See the mountains and the trees because we don't have mountains in Missouri, and I'm awestruck right now. It's absolutely the most beautiful environment I've ever been in.
Moving to New Hampshire is great on its own just because of its sheer beauty. There's no doubt about that. And all across the state, you'll find a nice variety. I mean, everything from the coastline on the East Coast to Keene, which is in a valley, and up here in the White Mountains. There's so many different places to move. But the most attractive part to me is to be around these people. I mean, being in close proximity to other like-minded individuals is the real win here in the Free State Project.
New Hampshire was rated the number one freest state in the United States by the
Already,
by the Mercatus Center, and we're working hard to roll back the snowball that is the state here in New Hampshire and the intrusions by government.
Now I have a question for you guys.
Yes,
I was sort of taken aback by the liquor laws here in New Hampshire when we first drove in. What is that all about for
state
the freest
run.
State in the nation?
Yeah, the liquor distribution is state run here in New Hampshire, so that's real bad, and that needs to change. I think closing time is 1 a.m. or something like
liquor
that.
Liquor stores shut down at like 5 or 6 or 7 in the evening. So if you wanted to...
Oh, the state stores, yeah.
The state stores are the only
you
place to sell liquor.
You can still buy beer and wine.
That's not liquor.
I understand that. I'm just pointing it out for people that don't know. You can still buy some alcohol outside of state distribution locations, so at a grocery store or convenience store, which is nice. But if you want... hard liquor, you can either cross the border and buy it from a private dealer in Massachusetts, or you can buy it from the state here in New Hampshire. But, you know, that's a great issue that I think that we're going to start seeing some activists take up as our ranks continue to grow. I don't think anybody has really jumped on that one. So, Catherine, maybe you, when you move up here, if it hasn't started yet, you could begin something like that. I can see it as a ripe one for civil disobedience. I mean, buying some alcohol and reselling it, it's probably a felony. You might go to jail for a few years, but hey, it'll be...
I don't
be
think
a
felony.
No? You don't think messing with the state's liquor monopoly are felony charges? I bet you they are.
Well, if no one's taken it up by 2012, I'll gladly do it when I come up here.
Also, how about underage drinking? I think that would be an ideal civil disobedience act, is to find somebody who's under the age of 21 who is also madly in love with freedom and who's willing to engage in public intoxication of him or herself. Just
you don't
to prove the point.
Intoxicated, you could still sip it, and it would be just as illegal. But I think it's probably putting one's toe in the water would be the possession of an open container of alcohol, being under the age of 21, as opposed to necessarily imbibing that alcohol. You know, right in public, just to say, look. Here I am.
This is what goes on every weekend.
I can fight in the war. I can die for my country or whatever, but I can't drink alcohol.
So I think it's awesome that you guys are here and doing what you're doing. LadiesLibertyAlliance.com, new website, getting set to launch within days. So write it down and then come back to it, because what you are doing is great. And anything that can be done to bring more ladies into this movement, I think it's something that deserves support. And I'm sure there will be a way for people to support you, even if they aren't of the female persuasion, presumably.
Definitely.
They can buy the calendar.
Buying the calendar or some sort of monthly contribution or something like that, because I'm sure we're going to hear more about what you do. And getting photos of women out in action for this movement is even better. I mean, it's great that the ladies are behind the scenes, but getting out in in speaking roles and out at protests and things like that is really it really lends a lot to the credibility of the movement. So
and I
you.
Think it's really important as a woman that the men out there are helping lift up other women, because for a long time, women have been made to think that they really can't be leaders. And you'll find the ones that step up really are shining bright. So if you can help encourage a woman to go out and take a leadership role, whatever it may be, even if it's going and meeting her city council rep and talking to them about things, that really makes a big difference.
And the best of the best are coming here to New Hampshire. They're self-selecting. They're tying up their loose ends where they live, and they're moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Thanks for coming on the show, ladies. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.